I promise. For the next 60 minutes of this show, I will not attempt to diagnose or prescribe anything. Cross my heart. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. It's always very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Staffa will be by soon. Our guest this hour is a flat-out sensation. He is 15-year-old Isaac Elliott, a pop singer from Finland. He sells out arenas all over Scandinavia, and now he is on his way here. He was seen on the Today Show. It was the Friday morning of Memorial Day weekend. He was singing to Hoda and Kathy Lee, and he got to spend some time with Hoda and Kathy Lee, which begs the question, will he ever want to come back to the U.S.? Well, you know what I mean. Maybe we'll ask him that, but we will learn all there is to know about Isaac Elliott. Then, The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. It is firmly entrenched in third place in the ratings. It has allowed America to realize there is a Jimmy Kimmel. Lately, Stephen has become very political again, like he used to on that show on Comedy Central, whatever. And he has decided he is going to become the moral compass of the American media. He went on his show one night, and again, you always got to talk about the news now on these entertainment shows, and he was telling the news media what they should cover and what they should not cover, and the lemmings in the audience scream and clap, but really, that's what the show is turning into. It is the Titanic. They see the iceberg up ahead. We will talk about the situation that is Stephen Colbert, the moral compass of the American media. Then we will talk about a product called Shakeology. Christina knows tons about this. She has been affiliated with Shakeology for years. I have been using Shakeology as a very happy customer for the past 8 weeks now. And we will talk about all there is to know about Shakeology. We start things off this hour with doctors on the radio. And for that matter, on TV and everywhere on the internet as well. I guess Dr. Oz is the one that comes to mind. Everybody knows him because Oprah turned him into a TV star. And I remember he had that hullabaloo about a year and a half ago, where all of a sudden his name is being attached to all these snake oils and lose weight fast schemes and all this. Oh, well, I didn't do that. That's not me. Oh, these places, they're just attaching my face and my name to these things. Oh, really? If anyone attached my name or my face to anything that I didn't approve, my lawyer would be on the phone with their lawyer within about 8.5 minutes. So if Dr. Oz was so upset with these things, he would have acted a lot sooner, right? Think about when you're online at the supermarket. Remember you used to see his face on all these tabloid magazines? Oh, lose 75 pounds in the next 75 minutes safely. We'll move away from Dr. Oz. There are so many Dr. Oz wannabes. I know there's this one guy who is on local radio near where I live out in Central Jersey. And he's been on the radio for years and years and years. Back when I was getting my start and I had a 1 hour local show on a station in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, who would pay to get on this radio station 2 hours before I was on? This doctor back then. And I love how, and he's one of them, that will try to understand and diagnose over the phone. They've never met you. They don't know your previous history. A call screener talked to them for about 45 seconds and said, hold on, you're going to be next after the news. And they put you on and they start describing these serious medical conditions. And all of a sudden, Dr. Know-it-all, oh, you know what, you better not be taking that. Your doctor put you on flazenstatin? Oh, never take flazenstatin. Flush that flazenstatin down the toilet right now. I'll wait. Really? That is completely irresponsible. When you hear these doctors on the radio, here's a question. If they have so much time to put into their quote-unquote media careers, how many quote-unquote patients or quote-unquote customers do they really have? You got to be very, very careful, folks. It's just like when these millennials and the newbies are looking at WebMD and they're looking at all these things on the internet to self-diagnose. You know, a lot of people do that now. You feel any ache or pain, you Google it. These people, the older people especially, that will listen to these doctors on the radio that seem so friendly and intimate because they're in their homes and they're talking to them. There's a fine line between being a good doctor and being a quack. Stay with us. Isaac Elliott is next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What's more addictive than cigarettes, alcohol, and coffee? Technology.
A recent survey shows only 3% of people on vacation didn't check their email. Stuart Hughes, writing for the BBC, talks about his digital detox. It wasn't by choice. On vacation, deep in the woods in Canada, he found himself unable to get internet service.
3 long days later, he made a startling discovery. He says, as the virtual world receded, the real world in front of me came into sharper focus.
He created timeless memories. He lived moments personally and privately. Now he plans to make this an annual event.
Could you use a digital detox? It may help you reach big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Think Green.
Harrison with you. A surprising cash cow now lies in a surgical procedure some doctors are employing to treat hyperactivity in children. There's been some evidence that hyperactivity could be caused by a lack of sleep from apnea or a sleep disorder. So doctors are pushing tonsillectomies, or the removal of a child's tonsils, as treatment for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD. They say boys with ADHD snore more than other children, and that the tired body may overcompensate by becoming hyperactive. Some 50% of tonsillectomies are done because enlarged tonsils interfere with a child's breathing. But in these scenarios, what's left out is that sleep apnea or other disorders are often caused by obesity. And throat surgery for profit over dealing with a child's diet may not be in the best interest of any child. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.